Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Gerwek Report Hotline, brought to you by www.gerwek.net. That's Gerwek.net, and that is your host on the World Wide Web for all your pro wrestling news. We have ourselves a very, very special guest on the line with me right now, and he is none other than the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla, the lead singer of Fozzy. He is Chris Jericho. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Just calling you from Hamilton, Ontario. We have a show here tonight on the second date of our Canadian tour, so things are going really good.
Well, I'm very happy to hear things are going well for you. I got to tell you, fans, if you haven't checked out the All the Remains CD, Fozzy's really coming to their own with this album. It's really an impressive album. In fact, the Billboard, if I'm not mistaken, Chris, has said this is probably one of the greatest guitar records that has ever been released in a long, long time.
Yeah, they gave it a great review, and they got the Critics' Choice and Billboard, which was cool, and this was a huge step forward for us. It was a big step. It's the first record where we played all original material. We've done a lot of covers in the past, but this one was all our stuff, and we knew we'd have one chance to really turn some heads and show what we can do as a band, and that's exactly what we did. So worldwide, the response all across the board has been great.
And now, you've been selling out across, you know, all across different countries, I mean, like Europe, and you're really big in Europe right now, correct?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate to build up a really big fan base in the UK. We just came back from doing Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England. It's the fourth time we've been there this year, and the last tour, I think 70% of the shows were sold out, so we're building a lot of momentum over there. And we got to play in the summer at a huge festival called the Download Festival in front of 30,000 people, so the buzz in the band is growing, and people are really getting into what we're doing across the sea.
Now, you guys are actually coming to the U.S. and actually doing a U.S. tour, kicking it off here in Orlando, Florida, at The Social on December 2nd. What's it going to be like touring the U.S.?
It's going to be fun. I mean, we've played a lot of shows in the States in the past, but this will be a solid week and a half of shows, which is cool. We're hitting some markets where we have some really good airplay in Florida and North Carolina, Virginia, Georgia. So it's great for us to be able to hit some of these markets where we had a lot of activity on the radio, because for the first time we actually got a lot of activity on the radio with Enemy and Nameless Faceless, and even All That Remains is doing really well for us too, the title track. And it's great. It was really cool to know that people were playing these songs, and a lot of these programmers were spinning, you know, two, three of Fozzy's songs off All That Remains, and now we're getting a chance to hit those markets. It'll be cool to see what we can do there with some radio support as well.
Well, you know, you have yourself quite a following and a very busy guy. I mean, on top of that, you host a show on the Boneyard. It's called Rock of Jericho. I'm assuming we hear some Fozzy play on there as well?
Yeah, once in a while. It's a weekly show on XM Radio on the Boneyard, and I don't use it just to shill the Foz, but when the time is right, I'll throw a track in here and there. And they've been great to us, too. I mean, it's a satellite station, and we've been on their playlist for over a year with All That Remains. So, like I said, people are just picking up on it and just realizing that it's a great collection of rock and roll songs, and that's the most we can ask for.
On top of the Fozzy stuff, I mean, you're on VH1, you've been on E, you've been a very busy guy as of late. Y2J is a hot commodity, as it were.
Well, I mean, it's good to know. I've taken a step away from wrestling for a while and getting a chance to do some other things and spend some time at home with the family and kind of expanding my horizons outside of the wrestling world in other aspects of show business. And it's been nice to know that the people out there waiting for me to do so. So I've been fairly busy. I left wrestling to take some time off to get away from everything, and I've actually been doing almost even more work than I did before.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, one of the biggest things, and I guess when it came down to your music, is that when you were with the company, it really didn't showcase you as the musician. They almost treated it as a sideshow act. And you had the release of the Happenstance album, and I listened to the Happenstance album, and I thought it was decent, but you had a lot of cover albums. But when I heard the All That Remains CD, I've got to say I was extremely impressed. There was just a certain umph to it, and I got to give you kudos on that. There was no messing around on that entire CD. There's not a bad track on there.
It's like you said, we wanted to really overextend ourselves to put out a great record and show what we could do as a band, and we did that, and WWE was always very cool with me and Fozzy, and I wouldn't want them to promote me as a musician. I was there as a wrestler, and that's what I should be there for. I don't want to really cross-promote the two. I mean, it's cool to know that, but a lot of times when people find out that you know, the wrestler sings in the band, they think that the band can't possibly be any good because they think it's some kind of a novelty thing. So in some ways, it helps the band to for me to be a wrestler, and in some ways it hurts the band. So I have no problem doing it completely separately on our own, because that's the way you have to do it. I can't rely on you know, Vince and the WWE to promote my band for us, because then it's just promoted to wrestling fans, and then it becomes more of a novelty thing. We want to promote this to music fans, and if they happen to be wrestling fans as well, that's great. And if they don't happen to be wrestling fans, that's awesome too. And that's the way it's kind of going for us. We have a lot of people that come to our shows that are Jericho fans, that are wrestling fans, but it's becoming more and more people, especially overseas, that are here to see the band because they dig Fozzy. And that's cool. That's what you need for the band to continue to survive.
Now, you had a lot of guests on the All That Remains CD. You would like to talk about a couple of those?
Yeah, I mean, we were fortunate enough to have Zach Wilde from Black Label Society play on the record. He's been a friend of ours for years, and he's very Fozzy friendly and big fan of our guitar player, Rich Ward. And we had Marty Friedman from Megadeth. He was a friend of our producers who laid down a great solo. Mark Tremonti from Alter Bridge. So we had some great guitar players come down and just hang out and drink a few beers and play a few solos and jam a little bit, and that's always fun to do.
Now, I'm to understand that some of the members have changed from Fozzy throughout the years, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, man. We've had a little bit of a revolving door lineup over the years.
Is there any particular reason behind that? I mean, people come in, try their own, find out it's not for them, or is it just
the band wasn't as much of a full-time project as it was before. It was more of just a side thing, a fun thing, and as the band progressed and evolved, it's necessary to make changes to get guys in the band who can, you know, evolve and change with the band as well. So that's kind of how that started. I think the lineup we have now is by far the strongest lineup we've ever had, which is great. And we have a group of players that can go toe-to-toe with any group of players on Earth today, and that's what we need to continue to get the band to get the band rolling more and more.
Now, did you do kind of a lot of music when you were in high school and things of that nature?
Yeah, I've been playing in bands since I was 12 years old, so this is something I've always done. I didn't just wake up one day and go, hey, I want to be a wrestler, or I want to be a rock star. You know, I've just been doing this. I loved wrestling, I loved music when I was a kid, and I wanted to do both, and that's kind of what I've done. Even when I first started wrestling, I still continued to play in bands, and I still continued to record my own songs and write my own songs. This is something I've been doing for a long time.
Now, when did you wake up and all of a sudden realize, you know, I can be real serious about this?
Just, I think after the first record came out and we realized that people were getting into it, and then when Happenstance came out and we realized that people wanted to hear more original music than anything, we knew that we had something special, and we knew that we needed to continue along to take the band as far as we can go and give us our due as an original band.
Now, I do have to ask, when you were on the VH1, I think it's I Love the 80s, 3D, it said actor-musician. You got some acting gigs coming up?
Yeah, I've been working on that for a while as well. I've been, actually for the last couple of years, and I'm actually going to be a movie for the Sci-Fi Channel that's coming out in March called Too Human. I have a pretty good part in that. And I'm working on a couple other things. I have another big movie that I'm working on that I may get a pretty good part in. That'll be going in February or March. So it's just a matter of you know, beating the bushes and paying your dues, and just like anything else.
And after this, you said it's a week and a half tour in the United States. How much are you looking to come back to the U.S.? Are you going across overseas again? What are your plans?
We're going overseas again at the end of January, and then if some of these other things pan out, I think I'll be working on that for a while. So this could be the last shows for Fozzy does in the States for a little while at least.
Now, this tour is kind of exclusive to the southeast part of the United States. When is the West Coast going to get a touch of Fozzy?
I'm not sure. We played out on the West Coast earlier this year, right at WrestleMania time with Motorhead, and that was cool. And so we played a couple shows here and there on the West Coast. We've done Anaheim before. We played Anaheim a couple times, actually. So as far as just doing a longer, you know, West Coast tour, let's just wait and see when the opportunity arises.
Now, this All That Remains CD, I can't, you know, stress this enough. I must have listened to all the tracks on that a bazillion times. Is this available in all major retail stores yet, or is it certain locations you can only get this album?
No, it was released last January, and it's been everywhere, you know, Best Buy and in places anywhere where fine music is sold, you know? So once in a while you can't find it, distribution problems here and there, but for the most part you can find it anywhere.
Now, you guys did a mockumentary for MTV. Is that still out on DVD?
No, we put that on a DVD because it was kind of sitting on the shelf and no one was really getting a chance to see it. So I released it on DVD and they got a cease and desist to stop selling because I didn't own the some of the footage that was on there, even though it was ours and we created it and wrote it. And you know, it's just how it goes—the red tape and the BS of rock and roll.
Now for the fans, Fozzy, how did the name come about?
It's a long story, man. It really is, and it's just one of those things where after a while, it just became natural for us, and we kept it instead of, you know, we thought we were changing it from time to time, but we never really did. And you know, it's just like a Limp Bizkit or a Def Leppard. What exactly is a Def Leppard in the first place? You know, so it's kind of like one of those things just stuck with us, and that was how we did it.
There's no inspiration. There's a series of inspirations that came behind.
Not really. I mean, if I told the story, it wouldn't really make much sense anyways.
Oh, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
I can dig that. But all in all, though, it seems like Fozzy's really breaking out into their own, and you as an individual are breaking out on your own. I mean, again, being on VH1, being on XM Satellite Radio in the Boneyard with the Rock of Jericho, and, you know, you're just breaking out. What's more for Chris Jericho?
I just continue to do what we're doing and continue to spread the gospel and keep the ball rolling. That's basically it.
Well, you know, before I let you go, I do have to offer my condolences to you. I don't want to let it go by the wayside. I, again, apologize and offer my condolences for the loss of Eddie Guerrero. I know you guys were very dear friends, and in fact, you had left some Fozzy information and an inscription, as it were, that you left for Eddie Guerrero over at your website, if you'd like to give that a plug.
Yeah, just go to chrisjericho.com and you can check it out there.
ChrisJericho.com. Now, is there a website devoted to Fozzy that they can go to directly?
Yeah, there's also FozzyRock.com. You can all get that from ChrisJericho.com, though.
It's all directly there, okay.
Yeah, FozzyRock.com is the other one as well.
And we're able to purchase the CD right from there as well?
I think so. And if not, you can get it at any store, like I said, Amazon.com. I mean, it's just like, you know, anywhere you can find a U2 record, you can find the Fozzy record, and that's the way it should be.
I'll tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, you really have to go check out this album, All That Remains, by Fozzy. Check it out. You're going to be in the Orlando area. Don't forget to check out Fozzy on December the 2nd at The Social. What time does the show start?
I will probably go on around 10 o'clock. And we're excited. We played Orlando about 5 years ago when we were first starting out as a band, and that kind of helped us start the ball off rolling. And we take great pride in the fact that we put on a great show, and we have a great time and make sure that everyone has fun, and that's what we're all about. We want to have some fun and play some great music as well. So that's what we're going to see.
How many people can you fit into The Social?
I don't know, man. I'm not sure. You know, whether there's one or 1,000, we're going to rock it and have a great time. That's how we do it.
I just want to make sure there's no one waiting outside the door because they showed up too late. Because, guys, I'm telling you, check out the album.
Cool, man. Well, I appreciate it, and thanks for your support, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys in Orlando.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the line tonight, Chris. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for checking it out. Go to chrisjericho.com to check out more information about Fozzy. We'll see you soon.